Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Your Brain's Not Broken: Strategies for Navigating Your Emotions and Life with ADHD by Tamara Rozier, PhD, is a nonfiction self-help and guidance book focused on adult ADHD. Rather than treating ADHD as a simple productivity problem, the book frames it as a different neurological wiring that affects emotion, motivation, time perception, organization, relationships, and self-concept. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical. It helps readers understand why common ADHD struggles persist and then offers strategies for managing them with more self-awareness and less shame. The book is written for adults with ADHD, as well as family members, partners, coaches, and professionals who want a clearer view of the emotional and functional realities of the condition. A companion workbook extends the book's approach into reflection and application, reinforcing its emphasis on self-understanding, adaptation, and daily implementation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ADHD as neurological difference rather than personal failure, the book does not deny difficulty or minimize impairment. Instead, it insists that accurate language leads to better problem solving. That makes this section of the book especially important for readers who have tried to force themselves into conventional systems and repeatedly failed. Rozier's approach suggests that failure often reflects mismatch, not character defect. Secondly, emotional regulation as a core ADHD challenge. The practical implication is that symptom management cannot be reduced to scheduling tools alone. Readers are encouraged to notice emotional patterns, recognize triggers, and build habits that reduce escalation. That makes the book especially useful for adults whose ADHD shows up as conflict, shutdown, or sudden reactivity rather than only distraction. Thirdly, time, energy, and motivation are experienced differently in the ADHD brain. This topic also helps explain why productivity advice can feel shaming for ADHD readers. A strategy that assumes steady motivation may not be usable in practice. The book's value lies in translating common problems into a more accurate model of attention, urgency, and effort, which allows readers to choose methods that better fit their actual cognitive patterns. Fourthly, practical tools for organization and task completion. The book's approach to organization is important because it avoids overpromising. It does not present a cure or a total fix. Instead, it gives readers methods for reducing friction and creating workable systems around executive function weaknesses. That makes the book credible for people who have already tried and abandoned many planning methods. Lastly, self-compassion, relational repair, and reduced shame. This relational emphasis distinguishes the book from narrowly instructional ADHD manuals. It is not just about managing symptoms in isolation, it is about living with a brain difference in a social world. That broader view makes the book especially valuable for readers who want practical improvement without losing sight of dignity and relationship health. In conclusion, Your Brain's Not Broken is best suited for adults with ADHD who want a clearer explanation of their emotional and functional struggles, as well as for partners, family members, coaches, and clinicians who need a more accurate picture of how ADHD affects everyday life. Its main benefit is that it joins validation with practical guidance. Readers do not simply learn that ADHD is real. They are shown how it can shape time perception, motivation, emotional intensity, and task management in ways that call for different tools. That combination makes the book especially useful for people who have already encountered generic productivity advice and found it inadequate. What sets it apart from many books in the ADHD category is its sustained attention to emotional regulation and shame reduction. Rather than treating those issues as secondary to organization, the Solve It Grid and the Companion Workbook also give the book a concrete, applied dimension that many overview books lack. In a crowded field of ADHD advice, Rozier's work stands out for being both compassionate and structurally specific, offering a framework that is realistic about difficulty while still aiming for meaningful change. If you would like to support Tamara Rozier, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.